Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second, the center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting third, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting eighth, the catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ed Rakow. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ed Rakow. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth, the catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Herbert. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Houser moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards center field. Hershberger picks it up and throws to third to catch Houser for the out. Tartabull moves to second. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser misplays the ball. That's an error on Hauser. Robinson moves to third. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ward. The throw from Bryan and he is safe. Ward steals second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rakow for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-1 in the game. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. Cunningham hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 0 for 1 in the game. Cimolai hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Bryan hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 0 for 1 in the game. Rakow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bryan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Herbert strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 2 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 2 in the game. Essigian strikes out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simile. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to third. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Simile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simile is 0-for-2 in the game. Simile hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Bryan is called out on strikes. One out. Manny Jimenez pinch hits for Ed Rakow. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dale Willis now pitching. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0-for-2 in the game. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-3 in the game. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-3 in the game. Cunningham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing center field. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Seaborn is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Kansas City Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.